Welcome, everybody, to our fourth episode of BS Car Talk. We are talking to you right now live while the Chevy Corvette is being unveiled.
15 seconds, it says. And so what we're suggesting is, what we're going to do is we're going to post the link to the video, and then if you want, you can just listen to us talking about it and watch the video at the same time to really understand what we're talking about. 3, 2, 1. Okay, here it starts. Okay, we got a crowd of people. Showing a C4 Corvette. Old Stingray. While this is playing, Brian, I have a question for you. What would be, like, what generation Corvette would you buy?
You know, it would either be this newest one or, I don't know which generation it was. Was it the first one with the red and the white sidewall?
So that's the first one.
Yeah, I would either go the first generation or the newest.
Honestly, yeah, I'm the same way because, I mean, that second and third and, like, especially the fourth generation, I really didn't like them. All right, music's quieting down. They're probably going to say something. Wonder who's on stage. Got a new video.
Pretty cool. I always wanted to see that process of them carving all the clay out to feel.
That'd be sweet.
You know, to figure out like what the exact design should look like.
Okay. Oh, but yeah, Brian, like I was saying before about the gearbox, it might be a 7-speed. The manual, 7-speed manual.
To keep up with like technology, you know?
It's not meant for top speed. It's just meant to bring the revs down real low. So when you're cruising on the highway, you can get good gas mileage.
Yeah. Looks like a lot of tech is into this one. From these photos.
Cool video. Showing. Oh, we're seeing bits and pieces of it now.
Looks like a 6,500 maybe.
Yeah.
RPM. Red line.
Oh, I see headlights, I think.
Do you?
Yeah, do you see them? Oh, I love this guy.
That's true.
He's always on Jay Leno's garage.
Corvette really is a passion for people.
Tadge. Tadge.
That's good to hear. They're upgrading everything.
That was invented in the 80s, bro.
Looks like he's stuck in the 80s still.
Oh, I like that. Heads up display.
Nice.
Full electronic instruments. Actually, no, that's just a center gauge. Brian, we got to test drive one.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know how. We could definitely try that.
Aluminum frame, 57% stiffer.
99 pounds lighter, that's good.
Jeez. It's a 99 pound lighter body or frame.
Oh, there she is. You think they're going to do some projection mapping?
I have no idea. Oh.
Nice.
Sick. Carbon fiber, hood and roof. You called the roof.
Yeah, I did. But that definitely means that the new Lamborghini is going to have to...
Oh, for sure. Okay. Already knew that.
Up. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Huh. Sounds familiar.
You might have called that one, Scott.
Yo, those were the targets.
Oh, 7-speed, they are.
Nice.
Active rev matching. That's awesome.
Whoa, that's kind of cool.
No Wait, way.
What are the paddles for?
That's awesome. That's the coolest feature I've heard.
Wait, so what are the paddles for? I don't understand.
I didn't see paddles on the steering
wheel. Yeah, there's paddles there, dude. Or it says rev matching.
No, that the rev matching for a stick.
Yeah.
It accounts for when you pull it out of a gear and it automatically revs.
No, Brian, there are paddles on the freaking steering wheel. They're still there.
Oh, yeah, you're right. What the heck? Maybe just for these designs, they put both on there.
Five driver modes.
Four seconds? 0 to 60? Is that what they're trying to show there?
I don't know.
Wow.
Whoa,
it said 500% stiffer.
Cool.
Very cool.
That's kind of cool.
It.
You called it.
Pretty awesome.
All right, show it to us.
That's a hard line right there.
That's a sweet line. That's good.
Interior looks pretty cool.
Yeah. Steering wheel is okay. I think it's an improvement.
Yeah. I like the leather stitching on it.
Yeah, dude. I don't get the paddles.
I don't understand that.
I think it might be paddle operated transmission as well, but you still have to use a manual clutch. There's an aftermarket Corvette like parts maker that does that exact thing, so they might be using this.
Maybe. I've never heard of it in a production car before.
Yeah, you can get it as like a aftermarket kit. That's weird. Like the red.
Yeah.
Oh, good. There's real carbon fiber. Because the last one had plastic fake carbon fiber.
Did it really?
Yeah, in the interior. It was just plastic.
Wow. It looks like they made a huge improvement with this, so far at least. The guy cracks me up. He's so sincere about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like his little
baby. It's his baby.
I'm crying.
Oh. What about price?
Yeah, that's what I'm waiting for.
Starting price, $29,000.
More like $89,000.
That'd sell like a million if it was $30,000.
All right, go ahead, guess. What do you think the starting price is?
Starting price, well, I don't know if we'll find out today, but $52,900.
I'm going to go $58,000.
Ooh. It's possible. I don't know.
Could be more or less. Probably more.
The current one starts under $50,000. All right, show it to us. Come on.
What are they trying to do? Like,
I don't know who that is.
Keynote speech here.
Okay. All right, pull off the freaking thing.
They've literally already gone over this stuff. Come on. That's really cool. I've never heard of a manual.
I've never heard of a manual. Oh, yeah.
That would make it so much easier to, like, race with.
Yeah, definitely. Well, their clientele is getting older, and they can't heel and toe anymore.
True. I think that they're trying to reach a younger age now with this.
Well, then they should have put real paddle shifters in there. That was pretty sweet. Yeah, that's sweet.
A little Ferrari-ish.
Mm-hmm. Everyone online was saying how the front looks like a 599.
Yeah, or it does.
F12 Berlinetta. I agree. But that's not a bad thing.
Yeah.
I don't want to see it and I want to hear this thing. Come on.
Here it is.
Oh, cool.
It's a beauty.
Whoa.
I like it.
It, like, its rear haunches are so high.
It looks like a Ferrari a little bit. Like,
yeah, I could see that. Look how high that back is, dude. Lots back of carbon fiber. Camaro,
the lights.
Rear diffuser, carbon fiber, hood. I mean, roof. Wow, I like it. It looks semi Camaro-ish on the back,
yeah.
Which we already knew that.
Front does look like a Ferrari.
I could see a Ferrari, definitely.
That's pretty cool.
Looks like it's LEDs. All right, who do we got talking? This is the guy that said it's going to be the best looking car ever. I don't agree.
It is good looking, though.
Yeah, he said it will be the best looking car in the world.
No.
That's what he said. No way, dude.
Looks really long.
Yeah, I know. It looks sweet, though. Oh, my gosh. It looks like a Ferrari.
Yeah.
599 GTB.
That's pretty cool. It's an attractive American car that can compete with exotics.
Eighteens up front and like 19s in the back or what?
Looks a little bit bigger, yeah.
Yeah.
I'd say bigger than 18s though. It's probably 19s front, and 20s back at least. These are huge.
This guy's about to cry.
That is a really high back.
Oh, it's so high. I want to see it like at a like a flat angle so we can see exactly how high it is, but geez.
It has to be aerodynamics because if I like the look of that.
I want to hear all the specs. Okay.
It's a bold statement.
I don't know. How much? What?
What? No way.
Oh, I don't know.
That's mixed
whatever.
Reviews right there.
I know. Crowd. There's going to be people that are mad, but whatever.
Corvette Stingray.
Nice. Jeez. Oh, that was Springsteen. Shows how much of a rock fan I am. He was the one that was playing. Director.
Director.
Dad's director.
If I have to pick one of these people to cry, it's right there in the middle.
You think?
He loves this thing, man. Probably sleeps in it.
Under 4 seconds.
Yeah.
What kind?
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Nah, probably good. They're moving with technology now. Great descriptions.
It's really awkward.
Yeah, honestly. Well, honestly, do you know why it's probably awkward? This executive probably never meets with these guys.
And
he's just
like
off. He probably doesn't
like
talk. Yeah, that too. He looks real nervous. Okay, Brian, estimated Nürburgring lap time.
I bet that it's going to be very close to the current Z06.
Yeah, okay, I can see that. I don't even know what that is, like a 738 maybe? I don't even know. I'll look it up.
I bet that was their goal, to make it roughly the same time.
The Stingray Salon.
That's pretty awesome.
Okay, Corvette is Z06 is 722. And then, but back when it launched, it was a 742. So it should be well under 742.
Yeah.
I bet you it's under or around 730.
I bet so. Yeah. What did you say? 722 is the
current. Like fastest one they've done on a Z06, but it might have some like special tires or something.
Yeah,
it's pretty cool.
I like it.
Would you buy it? Would you buy it? I don't know that. What's the price? Yeah. And what's the deal with that transmission?
That if it was a good enough price, I would buy it. I think I would get this over the Viper, to be honest.
Yeah, well, the Viper's twice the price, I think.
Yeah, and I would buy this.
Okay, is this thing over?
It has to be.
All right, we'll give it another minute. 53,000 people watching. Yeah, what's the price? No one said.
I like the back, actually.
Yeah, it's not bad.
A big exhaust.
You can tell it's a Corvette.
True. That roof line, that's what gives it that Corvette look.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the lights do look Camaro-ish. Okay, is this thing over? Should we just talk about other articles?
Yeah, let's do that.
All right, I'm going to turn my volume off on that. So, Brian, do you want to talk about, you had a couple articles?
Yeah, sure. Let me pull those up real quick. In the meantime, do you have any that you want to speak about?
Yeah, I had, okay, so since we last spoke, since the last episode, Lexus debuted their new IS, the Lexus IS. Did you see that?
Yes, I did.
Okay, what do you think about it?
I like it.
I think it's pretty cool.
I read somewhere that they were trying to make it so it's better than a BMW.
Really?
Interesting. Yeah, I don't know how well they could do that or if it's possible, but
well,
I really do like that new look.
Yeah, so as of yet, I mean, they've only released like exterior shots, maybe even interior shots, but like no engine specs or anything like that. But, I mean, to comment on what you just said, like the Cadillac ATS, that came out of nowhere. That's a first-generation car, and people are already using it in the same sentence as the 3 Series. And so, I mean, that's a first-generation car. So if Lexus actually did try to, you know, take out BMW, and this is like a third-generation Lexus, so this is the Gen 3 Lexus IS, I think they could have a shot at beating out the 3 Series.
Yeah, and you know what? I know that they want to pride themselves as being like a luxury branch off of Toyota, but it really wouldn't hurt for them to talk about it being a Toyota, because people like unanimously know that like Toyota builds like the longest lasting vehicles. Mm-hmm. So they have stuff going for them, and they just don't have the performance. But if they, that's not something that you have to really prove once you've done it once. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I agree.
Yeah, I guess it is possible. And now I think it's a capable car for people to consider as, like, you know, college students graduating or young 20s to mid-30s. Like, always, in my opinion, Lexus is before. They were pretty, I don't know, they seem to be like an older man's type of luxury car.
Yeah.
Or one, you know, a car that you really wouldn't consider to buy as, like, a younger car enthusiast. But
yeah,
I could see that new design definitely pushing into that range. One of the articles I wanted to talk about was the new 2014 Infiniti Q50.
I saw that, yeah.
Those new snap pics of it. Uh-huh. I really think that it's kind of a cool design.
Yeah.
Did you look at the interior of it?
I actually did not, but let me get that up real quick.
Send a link to it.
Okay.
It's a really, really, like, interesting interior.
Yeah, it does look a real muscular look on the outside, although I feel like whenever it, like, I don't know, it's got weird lines on the hood that like divulge into the center, and I feel like it's too like tightly nipped together. But
you know, that was my only complaint.
The back,
really.
The back and the side look nice. Much. Yeah. Check this out. Yeah, the interior looks all right.
Yeah, I think it's a pretty cool interior.
Looks like nice wood.
Mm-hmm. Like on the center console, they kind of like split it up differently. I've never seen it.
Oh, there's like a little touchscreen thing.
It sweeps all the way down through.
Yeah. But that is probably like a $65,000 car, right? Is this like a range topper?
We don't know because you know how they're renaming their brand, right, to all Qs?
So what the heck is this thing then?
Well, this is like,
oh, it's going to replace it the this, yo, it's going to replace
the new G.
It is, yeah. Jeez. Okay.
That's weird. Oh, we don't know. It could be something else.
Yeah. I feel like this might be like a 5 series thing, not a 3 series thing. It's too big for a 3, which is like a G37.
Do you think?
Yeah, I'm pretty positive. And it would make sense because Q50 is mid-range. You wouldn't start the lowest model at 50.
Yeah, you're right.
So I feel like it might be like the mid-range. And it looks too big to be a...
And you know what? Actually, that's a good point.
What?
If they want to try to compete with BMW and them, it would make sense for, since they're renaming their brands,
yeah,
to rename them, like
exactly
same type of numbers that BMW uses.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Maybe it would be like a Q30 would be the G.
Yeah.
But still, regardless, I think it's not a bad car.
One last thing on the Corvette. So on the YouTube site, on the YouTube channel, on Chevy's channel, it says, this is the very end of the video, it says, thank you. Please explore Stingray by visiting CorvetteStingray2014.com. So, Brian, type that in.
Okay. Kind of long.
Yeah, no. CorvetteStingray2014.com. Okay, do you type it in and press enter?
Not coming up.
Nothing comes up. That's a fail on Chevy's part.
I thought it was just me.
Nope. Nothing comes up. Okay. So that'll be the last on the Corvette.
Servers are down?
It might be.
Because honestly, if nothing came up, like it would show something.
It doesn't even show a server error. Like, there's no error.
There's nothing. I've never seen that before.
Yeah, that's odd. Okay, but yeah, so back to other car news. Autoblog, I think this was today or yesterday, they reported that Bugatti has added, or they've ordered more transmissions so that they will be able to continue building new Veyrons into 2014.
Yeah, I saw that.
And so, yeah, so it says this new one could potentially be capable of dropping a 1.8 second 0-60 time. And so that lines up with the other rumor about that Super Veyron, which was, do you know how many horsepower that was?
Wasn't it supposed to be 1600?
Okay, so yeah, maybe 1600. So then they would probably couple this transmission with that to make an incredible Veyron.
Huh. That would be pretty awesome.
What's weird is it says, so it, with shifts times of less than 150 milliseconds, blah, blah, blah. So that's a dual clutch, but that's still 150 milliseconds. Like
that's really slow.
I was going to say, it's kind of slow. I mean...
But you know what? They need it strong for all that power.
Yeah, that's true too. But this car came out in 2005, and it shifted in 150 milliseconds, and it's 2013.
Yeah, like, you're paying a
that's
premium
weird.
$2 freaking million.
Yeah,
I think you could deserve to get a little bit of, you know, an improvement in parts.
Speaking of Bugattis, you tell about Matt's discovery.
Yeah. So our one friend, or my one friend that I used to work with at the car dealership, he is in LA right now, and he's a really big car guy. You might know him. His YouTube channel is Subaru WRX Fan, and he just spotted a one-off Bugatti in.
I'm not even going to pretend like I know the name of the one-off one. It's just like some crazy name. But yeah,
it starts with an M, Mont Blanc or something like that. No, not that.
It's a Mansory.
Mansory.
They're the ones that performed the upgrade, but I don't know what the name of the...
Mansory Vincero or something like that.
Okay.
But yeah. What's cool about it is there's actual gold on the outside of the car, which is unreal because, I don't know, I'd be nervous people would try to mess with you.
Yeah. And so wait, what did I tell you the price was? Is it like $2 million or something like that?
Yeah, it was like $2 million.
No, 2.2 million euros. So that equals that's like $3 million.
No, not that much. It's probably like 2.5. That's
no, the euro to dollar. I'm looking at it right now. It's 2.9 million. 2.935. It's changed since you were there, Brian. Changes every day.
Well, yeah, I know that, but I figured it wouldn't have changed that much.
Well, there's been an election since then that might have something to do with it.
True.
But yeah, so speaking of Bugattis, would you pay like, well, there are used Bugattis right now. You can get them for like $1 million. So would you ever pay $2 million more for that Bugatti than just like a regular Bugatti?
When you're buying a Bugatti, you have so much money, it doesn't matter.
I don't know. There's probably some people that like, it's, I don't even know. I guess everyone that can afford one can really afford one, but.
Yeah. Unless you're really stupid about
but
it.
But isn't that just such a waste of money?
You win $1 million and you buy a Bugatti for $1 million, that'd be dumb. But
wouldn't you rather buy three?
Think about it, though. If that guy doesn't drive it that often, it's an investment.
Yeah, but that's a poor investment. All Bugattis are depreciating horribly.
But maybe that one wouldn't.
No, it will because it's like a modified one.
There's not
only
from the
certain like hyper exotics that actually increase in value, like the McLaren F1, F430, F50, Enzo. Those are really the big ones.
Yeah.
That don't depreciate.
You know, I'm looking back over these images now of the Corvette.
Yeah.
The more I look at them, the more I like them.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the interior right now.
Okay.
Like it's like a shot from above the seats.
Yeah.
Showing everything. It's really cool. They finally made the interior look like a European type of interior.
Yeah, seriously, they're following Dodge's great idea. Yeah, let's check this out.
It just makes sense, but it took them all this time to finally do it.
Yeah, seriously. I'm looking at this first picture on that. Oh, I like that. Do you see the red?
Yeah, that's what I was.
Yeah, that is nice. Real carbon fiber. Steering wheel looks kind of weird, but I don't know. They need to really explain that transmission because the paddles are weird, man.
Yeah, really are.
I'm telling you, I think that's what it is. I think you can use the paddles, but you still have to use the clutch, which I don't really know how that's any improvement because the whole thing about paddles is that you don't have to use the clutch because so it's super fast. Okay, that's pretty
okay,
good.
So it says that the Corvette, the lap times are supposed to be consistent with the outgoing Grand Sport.
Oh, okay. Well, that's not even that fast. But
no. What I don't know the difference between the Grand Sport and the normal one.
I think it only has a little bit more horsepower. It's like a slight bump, and that's about it, I think. I mean, I don't know. It might have some other minor tweaks, but it's nothing major than the base Corvette.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's going to be a lot better because, you know, whenever facts come out of the factory, it's always way overestimated.
Yeah.
Like the 0-60 is always higher than what it actually is.
Yeah, that's true.
So if they're saying 4 seconds or less than 4 seconds, it'll probably be around 3.5, 3.6 is like the best someone can get out of it.
Yeah.
Which is pretty fast.
But if it had a double clutch, sick semi-auto paddle shift transmission, you could get it in like the threes, like a Ferrari or something, actually be as good as those Ferraris.
I just wish they would have announced the pricing.
Yeah, what the heck?
You know, you're right about the size of the rims, 18-inch up front and 19-inch in the back.
Yeah, I knew it didn't look that bad, like that big, but what are you going to do? Other car news. Did you see on Jalopnik? I don't remember how many days ago it was, but they had an Audi, and it was just showing like a concept for the future, but they actually built this car, and it. So this woman pulls into the parking garage, pulls out her key, and then tells the car to go park itself, and it finds a spot.
Yeah, I saw that.
Very cool.
I was reading the comments. Did you read those at all?
No, I didn't, but sometimes they're the best. What did it say?
It's pretty funny. The one person, I mean, I agree with a lot of the commenters, actually.
Yeah.
If you can't park your car, you shouldn't drive your car. Because could you imagine a parking lot full of cars going 1 mph trying to find somewhere to park?
That would be so annoying, yeah, because in the video, the car is moving so slow.
Yeah, and it probably has to. But, like, that would be literally the worst thing ever.
Yeah. But, though, this is just, I mean, this is just a concept and, like, a proof of concept also. And, I mean, whenever they introduce it into actual cars, maybe 10 years down the road, something like that, it will be a lot faster. They'll have some new technology. They'll have sonar or something. And then so they can see around corners instead of having to creep really slow and, you know, looking out for stuff.
Yeah. I think that the idea itself is kind of cool.
Yeah.
But I just can't see the advantage of it, to be honest with you. By the time that it would take you to wait for the thing to
come back
and like come pick you up is like the exact same time it would take for you to walk to your car.
You parked it. That doesn't necessarily mean, I mean, you remote parked it. That doesn't necessarily mean that you have to remote bring it back to you. You could walk to the car.
Yeah, but still, like, I don't know. That just seems really ridiculous to me. Unless you like parked it really far away. Like, I don't know, like that Mall of America or something.
Yeah,
like
it would be cool
aside
there.
Aside from that, it just seems like.
Or, like, any sporting event would be pretty cool. But how weird would that be you're standing in a parking lot and the car is just driving by itself.
I'd be a little freaked out.
I'd be like, what's going on? And it's like turning and like using turn signals.
They'd have to make the windows real dark.
Yeah, that reminds me. Have you seen that video on YouTube of like the driverless car prank?
Yeah, yeah.
That is very funny.
I was showing it to all my friends. Yeah. I thought that was so funny.
That's like one of the most viral videos, like as opposed, not as opposed, but like in terms of the amount of views in the amount of time period.
Yeah, you're right.
It's one
that guy's kind of famous for his pranks.
Yeah, he's real funny.
But if you listeners haven't seen that video yet, we'll post the link to it on our site.
Or if you just want to search YouTube, driverless car prank. And it's the one with the bazillion views. No, as of right now, it's 5 days old and it has 23 million views. That's not too bad. That's not too shabby.
It's unreal.
Yeah.
And then I had another article I wanted to talk about.
Yeah.
It was on Autoblog, and there is this underground garage full of really, really like expensive and just unique vehicles.
Yeah.
That it's like this underground garage underneath a museum of cars.
Uh-huh.
So it's not normally open to the public, but this month, and I think February as well,
yeah,
they're allowing people to go visit on the weekends.
Where is it?
Over in LA.
Oh, okay. What's it called?
It's called, I'm trying to find it real quick. It started with, where is it? Just give me a second to find it. But some of the cars they had in there, they had the Speed Racer car, which was really cool.
That's kind of cool.
Back in the day, that was like my favorite thing. I remember having like a toy little Speed Racer car. It's called the Peterson Museum.
Oh, I've heard of that place. Yeah, that's sweet.
But yeah, underneath they have hundreds of different vehicles, ranging from super exotics to just like really, really old cars from like 1900s.
Yeah.
So a couple of these cars they had in here that I read the articles about, pretty interesting. There's this one 1925 Rolls-Royce Phantom aerodynamic coupe. Have you ever heard of that?
I don't think, no.
It's this giant car that up from the front, it looks beautiful. Huge grill, but the back is the weirdest looking back I've ever seen. It's I don't even know how to describe it. It would be like, imagine the A7, but like the size of a Rolls Royce, and instead of like ending just to like the normal size like of the roof, the roof really goes down to the ground. It's like as one big swoop.
That's kind of weird.
Yeah.
Well, but remember, post cool a pic of that.
The car was in the junkyard in New Jersey, and after like the 50s, someone got it out of there and restored it back to new.
Yeah.
And then there's some like Herbie cars from that movie. Old Harley Davidsons, just an SL 1955, pretty awesome looking.
Yeah.
What else did they have in there that was pretty cool? This was another cool little store that they had. I'll just read the description.
Okay.
So there's this black car. It's a 1952 Ferrari 225 Barchetta. Uh-huh. And it was a gift from Enzo Ferrari to Henry Ford II. And it was the last Barchetta ever made, a left-hand drive example completed with unique white wall tires and polished wheels. Interestingly, it was parked inside Ford's studio while they were working on the 1955 T-Bird. And there's one of them sitting behind it. Yeah. It looks pretty similar.
It's kind of cool.
Yeah. Maybe got a little inspiration while they were making it.
Wait, real quick. I have a couple more details on the new Corvette. It has electric power steering, which is not good. Yeah. And then also, they said that it will have a better power-to-weight ratio than... because they didn't release any details on the weight, but we know it's going to be kind of light. But better power-to-weight ratio than the new 911 Carrera and the R8. So that's pretty good, but I mean, that's probably just the V8. And the normal 350 horsepower Carrera.
Yeah. I think the power figures aren't that impressive to me.
Well, 450 horsepower. The old one has like 430. So that's a slight bump, but the engine is all new, and it's a lot more efficient. But that's good because, I mean, if they continue to make a Z06 or whatever the next bump up in power will be, it'll be a pretty fast car.
Okay, well, let's think what they're going to name the Z06 or the Stingray models.
Yeah,
that's
weird.
Was there a faster version?
I don't believe so. No, maybe it'll just be called a Z06. But yeah, so also some other details. It's talking about the transmission, which is what I'm interested in. There's a 6-speed auto, and
anything about those paddle shifters?
Yeah. Okay. It says the all-new 7-speed manual is a Tremec unit, and it incorporates rev matching for both downshifts and upshifts. It is also defeatable via a steering wheel paddle. Okay, so what does that mean?
So that means that it's a paddle shifter and it's a stick.
Yeah, I think so.
That's cool.
I still don't understand what that means. Like,
possible.
Why are they trying to do something different? You know what I mean? It's just like Porsche with the thumb paddle shifters and BMW with the thumb paddle shifters. Why do they not accept the fact that people don't want those weird things?
I thought it was actual paddles.
They are paddles, but you probably have to use the clutch, dude. Like a manual clutch pedal. What?
If it's defeatable, you probably don't.
No, it says the upshifts and or the rev matching is...
That's different.
Yeah, it's only talking about... It says it incorporates rev matching for both downshifts and upshifts. The next word is it's also defeatable via a steering wheel paddle. So that's talking about the rev matching.
Oh.
So maybe the paddles... I have no idea.
Don't get it.
And it says, so yeah, they've gotten the cylinder deactivation to play with the manual transmission. So yeah, this might be industry first.
So it's possible that those paddles aren't used for gear shifting?
Yeah, that's what I think. I knew it would be something weird.
And you use them instead for rev matching?
I think we'll find out. Jeez, that's weird.
That's really stupid.
Yeah,
because
it's stupid.
If you're changing your gear,
I'm trying to
think you're never going to be able to use the right paddle. Unless you're turning. So that's why they have it on both sides.
I don't understand what the heck they do. We need to send an email to Chevy. Please elaborate, Chevrolet.
That's really strange.
That is weird. I have one last thing, car article to talk about. The 2014 Mercedes CLS wagon. Did you see that?
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. Would you drive it?
Yeah, I would drive it.
So it's got the same specs as like the E-Class wagon, basically, just a little bit different styling.
I like it. I think it looks nice.
Weren't we just talking about this, but doesn't Mercedes have so many different models?
Yeah, they have way too many models.
They have, they're coming out with the A-Class in America.
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy.
What was the van that they had that got rid of
R-Class.
This year?
They got rid of that?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah, the R-Class.
That was the ugliest thing I've ever seen.
It was just like a $50,000, $60,000 van. I can't believe they had it in their actual lineup. Like, I don't know how that made it from like the planning room to actual, like onto the road. Like, someone messed up. I hope they got fired.
Yeah.
It just made the whole Mercedes brand look worse by having a car like that.
No, you're right. It not only did it look bad, but it brought their brand name down.
I think so, because it's like, oh, Mercedes makes a van now?
Yeah.
Yeah, honestly.
Trying to get into every single possible market they
could. Yeah, that's true. Which, we know someone who bought one of those.
Who, Nate?
Yeah.
Yeah, idiot. All right, well, is that all in the
Yeah, I think that about wraps it up. That's all I have for this week.
Well, what we're going to do then is I think we should send an email to Chevy, and that'd be kind of funny.
See if we'll see if they respond. Yeah.
We could. What we're going to do is we're going to pretend that we're doing a new report and we're college students. Well, we actually are college students, but we're going to say we're doing like a research project on the history of Chevy. So we're going to see what kind of information they'll give us.
They're like, all right, look it up on Wikipedia, guys.
Yeah, this should be an interesting email.
All right, though, that should about wrap it up. Just remember to go to bscartalk.com. If you have any questions or comments, just feel free to post them on our website. Subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. It's like number 5 in automotive right now, which we're very proud of.
Yeah. So thank you for listening. And until next time, BS Car Talk.
We'll see ya.